Via remote, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said the White House and the Democratic Majority House of Representatives are serious about finding a compromise on a second massive round of coronavirus aid for millions of Americans. Pelosi said she and Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin might resume talks Wednesday. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell committed Tuesday to bring any Trump-approved legislation that results from such a deal to the Senate floor for a vote. U.S. lawmakers have repeatedly failed to reach an agreement on a second round of economic aid to millions of Americans impacted by the coronavirus pandemic. While former U.S. President Barack Obama hits the campaign trail for Joe Biden in Philadelphia Wednesday at what is being called a drive-in rally, President Trump was in Pennsylvania Tuesday evening, urging the state to get back to normal business operations at a time the state is seeing a spike in coronavirus cases. Trump's comments came during a campaign rally in the western part of the state, a crucial swing state for the November 3rd general election. Joe Biden spent Tuesday preparing for Thursday's debate against Trump in Nashville. Polls taken in Pennsylvania this month show Biden leading Trump by just a few points and the race further narrowing. Well, the U.S. Justice Department, along with 11 attorneys, generals from 11 states, I should say, on Tuesday brought a massive antitrust lawsuit against Google. The lawsuit accuses the tech giant of maintaining illegal monopolies over search and search advertising on the Internet. For more news, please join us, voanews.com. Via remote, this is VOA News. Soldiers opened fire on Nigerians protesting against police brutality in the commercial capital of Lagos on Tuesday. Reuters reports witnesses said at least two people were hit by the gunfire. Thursday, Nigerians, thousands I should say, have demonstrated nationwide every day for nearly 2 weeks against a police unit, the Special Anti-Robbery Squad. That's rights groups had for years accused of extortion, harassment, torture, and even murder. The unit was disbanded last week, but the protests have persisted, with demonstrators calling for law enforcement reforms. Authorities on Tuesday imposed a round-the-clock curfew on Lagos, as the state governor said protests had turned violent. The U.S. and Russia signaled their willingness Tuesday to reach a new deal on nuclear arms control. They're discussing extending a freeze on nuclear warhead arsenals for a year past the February expiration of the current weapons pact. Russia proposed the extension for the so-called New START arms control treaty. The U.S. State Department responded, saying it appreciated Russia's willingness to make progress on the issue of nuclear arms control. State Department said the U.S. is prepared to meet immediately to finalize a verifiable agreement. Moscow said it was ready to extend the deadline through February 2022 while a new treaty is negotiated. The new Strategic Arms Treaty, or New START, was signed back in 2010 and imposes limits on the two countries' strategic nuclear arsenals. 18 fishing crewmen who last week flew to New Zealand from Moscow have tested positive for the coronavirus, underscoring the difficulty New Zealand faces in trying to import needed workers while remaining virtually virus-free. Now, a total of 235 crew from Russia and Ukraine were on the flight chartered by three fishing companies. The company says it uses foreign crews because New Zealand workers either aren't adequately trained or willing to do the work. And Japan and Indonesia on Tuesday agreed to accelerate defense and trade talks over mutual concerns about an increasingly assertive China across the Indo-Pacific region. The Defense Department agreement makes Indonesia the 12th country to arrange such a deal with Japan. For more news, please join us at our website, voanews.com, or the VOA mobile app. Via remote, I'm Michael Brown. VOA News.